Where can it's, I where can one I take my, a shit
It's
out
one of my
here?
Guilty pleasures.
What's that, whacking off to Sesame Street?
Outtake.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors nowhere to listen to music containing profanity.
Isn't this the park where they have gay sex all the time?
Yes, Tony.
You're the one who brought us here.
Neighbor Brett, say hi.
Hello.
Neighbor Dave, say hi.
What's up?
Where are we tonight, guys?
Snail Lake Regional Park.
We're at the goddamn park.
We've been kicked out of all our houses. We're wrapped in blankets, and it's like fucking 40 degrees out. And we're sitting lakeside this evening. Tonight's cast.
It's after midnight.
I'm miserable. This is what we've been reduced to. As if last week wasn't bad enough in Paul's stinky-ass basement.
Dude, I like this better than the Glory Hole Studios.
I do,
you,
too.
You enjoy being outdoors like
I
this?
I like being outdoors.
I feel free. Now with my pants down, I feel even more free.
So yes, what we've done is we've come down the street from our houses, from the neighborhood. We've left the dune, and we've come down to the regional park. We're sitting on the lake on a picnic table. We're podcasting at midnight. God damn it.
It's been quite a night.
It has. You know, my night overall has been a fucking disappointment. And I'm gonna ask you guys to break me out of my funk.
Really? I thought the best part of the night was watching and listening to you tonight.
Yes. You were the fucking highlight.
Oh my god.
The whole bar was
Knock
watching
it
you.
Off.
Well, we gotta explain this
Yeah,
shit.
What we were supposed to do was, I got a message from a friend that I hear from every 6 months saying, listen, tonight, Biff's Sports Bar, midget wrestling, and bikini contest. Now, at bikini contest, my ears went up. At midget wrestling, I got an erection. I mean, seriously, man. How often do you get to see midget wrestling at a fucking neighborhood hillbilly whatever bar?
Not very
Never.
Often.
Oh, so I called up you boys, and what did I say? Well, Dave, you know what was going on, right? Brett, what did I say to you?
You told me right off the bat. Yeah. But the other guys, you've left in the dark.
Tony called. He was so excited, he couldn't even say hi. Then he said, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. The gods have thrown this into our lap. And right away I shout out, free hookers? And Tony's like, no, not quite that. And I was ready to hang up because I had better things to do. And then he promised me an adventure this evening. Didn't tell me what was going on. And right away, wrestling came into my head.
Yeah, and you were right.
What? He delivered on that promise.
Oh, he
it
definitely
was an
did.
Adventure.
There, it was an adventure.
It wasn't what Tony had in mind, but... It was an adventure.
For us, it was an adventure.
Yeah, and if any of you listeners haven't gone out and listened to the Midgets and Floaters episode, go back and find out all about achondroplasia. Brett, do you remember when we podcast about midgets?
Don't fucking go there, Tone. Don't. I have a very soft spot for midgets. My mom's a midget. My dad's a midget.
You married a midget?
I married a midget.
Your midget has a soft spot.
My kids are midgets.
All right, enough.
You got
of that.
A midget with a giant bush, don't
so,
you?
Oh, there's. I'll tell you this, midgets are fun to fuck. Oh. They give head standing up. And that is pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, Brett.
Yeah, especially.
Welcome back, Brett.
No cameos anymore. I'm now in the opening credits.
Yes.
So, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
You know what's really fun
We've
about midget
you.
Sex? The bench fuck. Where they stand up on a bench and their vag is right at dick level and you just fucking go to town. I mean, I used to have a lot of back problems till I started dating midgets and now I don't. There's no bending over for either of us, any of us.
What other kind of midget sex is there? I mean, geez.
Well, there's group midget sex where they get on like on the shoulders like chicken fighting. So one could be giving you head while you're licking the other's vag. Because they don't, it's not chicken fighting because they're standing up like acrobats.
Christ, I think I'm going to have to cut this. This is horrible.
Oh, no, it's really fun.
Relax, man.
Well, I haven't even said cunt yet.
No.
God, even in the dark of night, I could see Tone's face go red.
You're like Rudolph.
I'm steering it back. I'm steering you away from midget sex.
I bet you this car coming up is Popo.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, is our regional park shuts down at 9 p.m.
We're breaking the law.
Technically, yeah, we're outlaws at this point. But no, my biggest complaint was we got to the crappy suburban sports bar.
It looks like a goddamn floating city out there on the lake.
There's some kind of boat out in the middle of the lake at midnight running around doing circles.
90 miles an hour.
Going fast as hell.
It's a pontoon.
You sure it's a pontoon?
It's fast for a pontoon.
That's a fast fucking pontoon, man.
Somebody's parents are out of town.
Oh, shit. So you guys want to explain why I was so goddamn disappointed when we got to the bar?
We got to the bar. First thing we see is like three or four dudes like in fucking skivvies outside the bar, like smoking a cigarette.
Did you guys see
that?
Yeah,
I was worried at that moment.
When you say dudes in skivvies, they were full-size wrestlers. I'm not interested in full-size wrestlers.
Yes.
And they're all oiled up and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they had their banana hammocks rocking.
The second thing we see is an $8 goddamn cover. All right, if I'm going to see midgets in a bikini contest, $8, no problem. $12, I'd have to think about, but whatever. We get inside.
And they're full-size dudes wrestling.
Yeah, they're full-size dudes wrestling. What is such a disappointment? And the entire crowd is pissed that there is not midgets there. Oh. Have you seen any midgets? I haven't seen any midgets. Is there a midget in the house? Midgets in the house.
So the story that was going around the bar that we heard from several people was that the midgets got a better deal
and
in New
flew
York,
to
in
New York.
York.
Whatever, man. They don't let midgets fly. They make them take the bus.
No, dude, that's a totally likely story, dude. It's a bait and switch, man.
And they take
it's
the
a fucking
short
bait
bus
and
too.
Switch. Yeah, and when we got inside, the posters inside said, female wrestling. And, you know, whatever wrestling show. So at least we had the promise of a female wrestling show, but no mention of a bikini contest.
Starting at 9 o'clock, and we got there like 10, maybe a little after 10. And still nothing. Still oiled down dudes. The crowd, there were a couple marginal waitresses that looked really weathered. And they were probably 20.
Like, there's one that looked like Britney Spears in her bad years.
Yeah, in her bad years. And she was the cutest one in the bar.
Yes.
Then neighbor Dave and I spotted like four really hot chicks and then noticed they were pregnant.
All of them were pregnant.
All of them. There was a gal nursing a fucking kid. Did you see that?
At a restaurant.
I didn't see that.
It was when we were up at the bar.
On.
Nursing a kid in the corner by the pool tables up on the side.
Wow.
Then
she wasn't nursing a midget?
Well, yeah, it could have been one of the midget wrestlers, but all the other chicks look like they're pregnant, but they're just fucking fat. They were
fupas.
Fucking no fupas. They look like Michelin ladies.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Just general belly fat ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck? Okay, I saw two kids there, like 8 and 9 year old boys
right in
there
front
tonight.
Of us.
Yeah, right. And I'm who the fuck brings them out at 11 o'clock at night to see a fucking
Seedy fucking bar too?
Oh,
yeah, a shitty bar to see a third tier WWF wrestling match.
You know, whole time, I was waiting for that dad to turn around and say, can you clean up your language? Because I would have said, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Who brings their fucking kids to a wrestling match at some podunk white trash bar at like 11 at night?
Right, I felt bad.
Those kids must have been thrilled, though.
I taught them some new words tonight, for sure.
Did.
I mean, because the only fun to be had was heckling the men up there.
Fire.
I felt a little bit bad when I yelled out, tickle his balls. And I looked over at the kids and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Dad?
Yes. I felt bad when I yelled, face fuck him. And the kids looked at me. That was bad. I felt bad, but then I thought, listen, I'm not going to be the deciding factor in this kid's life. I'm not going to be the camel that broke his fucking back. No, Dad takes the credit for bringing them out at 11 o'clock at night to a wrestling match.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
But then again, what's worse, bringing your infant child to breastfeed? Why is that wrestling match so important that you can't stay home that night and just breastfeed your child at home? You really saw that, Brett?
I totally saw that.
So that's why I'm depressed. I'm depressed because we have to podcast from the park.
She looked hot, though.
It's cold.
She had those big mama titties. I didn't see a nip, but I may have seen like a graze of a areola.
Yeah.
But they're all bumpy and shit when you're nursing, so it didn't turn me on that much.
So the reason I'm depressed is because we have to podcast from the goddamn regional park. We don't even have a roof over our heads. The tree fort completely fell apart. Paul and I spent the day sound dampening the tree fort.
Okay, so let's let's go back to the bar. Let's run through the whole night. So we went to the bar, oily dudes wrestling. We got some beers in us. And then the girls came
we
out.
We did get to see girl wrestling.
Girl One wrestling.
210-pound girl wrestling.
From Superior, Wisconsin. That's fit and trim up there.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the one girl was 210. The other girl was attractive.
She was attractive. What was Paul's quote? Marginal beauty.
Let's hear it for marginal beauty.
And I wasn't drinking tonight, but if I would have had maybe 3-4 gin and tonics in me, she would have looked pretty.
Dude, well, comparatively nasty. Speaking, she looked like a fucking model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was Barbie.
Compared
the hottest thing in the bar.
Compared to El Baño, the 300-pound opening wrestler, she was hot.
She was the cutest girl in the bar that wasn't pregnant.
El Baño.
Yes. Correct. Yes,
yeah,
she was.
But a lady that looked like my mom wrestled her. I mean, yes. Bleach blonde hair.
Looked like your aunt.
280.
Yeah.
It was just a bit of a letdown. So the only fun to be had was heckling them. And that was fun.
And Tony, I gotta hand it to you. You're the best fucking heckler I've ever
heard. Oh my god,
heard.
You are really? Great.
Hands
you
down.
It's like poetry.
Well, no, the difference was you guys fed me the material. I was the only one that would yell it out loud. I mean, you guys fed me the glory hole thing, and you fed me the face fuck comment and put your testicles in his mouth comment. Oh, awesome.
Oh, and the girls when they're getting in that 69 roll around.
That was awesome.
And you were like, pee in your mouth. And then what made it really gay, though, is when the fucking, the little white trash, you know, referee got in the rollabout.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you know wrestling's scripted, but when you have these two chicks doing that, and they probably only practiced for 15 minutes this morning, or maybe right before first bell, it was bad. I mean, I know there's no such thing as bad pornos, but this was damn close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hey, let's play a song, and then I want to come back and talk about what we would have rather seen, a bikini contest or midget wrestling.
So who's going first?
What'd you bring
song?
Us, Dave?
I got a song from Faith No More.
Wow, okay.
It's off their Angel Dust album.
Okay.
The song's called RV.
Do they have more than one album?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They have like maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 at the most.
Okay, and Faith No
what
More.
What happened to Cum Volley?
You mean Jizzlobber?
Yeah, Jizzlobber.
Jizzlobber was the song I was intending to play, but I looked it up and there's no swear words.
There is no obscenity, but there is profanity. I mean, jizzlobbing in general is profane.
Yeah, but they don't say Jizzlobber in the song.
Oh, really?
It's just the title of the song.
Oh, wow.
I don't.
Well, and then for about 5 minutes, Dave and I had to explain to neighbor Robin what lobbing was, and I'm like, think of tennis. I don't
so
get it.
So she could picture jizz lobbing across the table or something.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh,
there goes. Spilled flask.
Okay, so what we got is RV by Faith No More. Cue it up.
Cue it up. I've heard this before. It's Tori Amos. Right, Brett?
No, it's Norah Jones.
Snora Jones.
God, all of her fucking songs sound the same.
They're good though. She's
no, they're
cute,
not.
Too.
She's marginal. She was cute in that Sesame Street episode a couple years ago.
I like her.
Wait.
Besides, listen to my belly girl. Hey, Michelle.
Shit.
No, a little Norah Jones. You know who her father is?
No.
Ravi Shankar.
Who's that?
Yeah.
You know who that is? Oh. Fucking sitar player, played on the Beatles albums and stuff.
Oh, really? Holy shit, dude.
That's her father.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
And besides the Beatles albums, he's like the biggest sitar player ever.
Wow.
Well, is there more than one?
In India there is, but he's like a superstar in India.
Someone taps me on the shoulder every 5 minutes. Nobody speaks English anymore. Are you gonna tell me if I was getting stupider?
So I want to do Jizz Lobber because it's a harder rocking song.
Yeah,
sure.
This is depressing me. Although I can't hear the words.
He talks about he sweats a lot and shit like that.
So yeah, what is the subject of the song so Brett and I can rip on it? Is it literally just that he sweats a lot?
Well, it kind of ties into the wrestling
tonight. I even read the... That's a marginal song. What do you guys think of that shit?
I don't know. I mean, all I really got from it was I sweat a lot.
Yeah.
These pretzels aren't sharp enough to cut my wrists, otherwise I would.
What were the rest of the lyrics on that thing? I mean,
well, I read through the lyrics trying to figure out what it was about, and I still don't know.
Yeah?
And I read through a lot of the lyrics on this album, Angel Dust, because I wanted to play something from this album because I like it. It's a good album. It's one of my favorites.
Oh.
And
is this one of those cases
and it's
where,
one of the songs that I could find with a swear word in it, and it's not one of my favorites from the song.
Yeah, from the album. Yeah, that's again the curse. And we might open that up. I mean, once we define the rules of music to swear by, where we really define profanity, obscenity, and what's allowed on the show, we might be able to open that up.
Well, if we change the name of the show to Music to Suck By, that would definitely be one of the top songs on there.
Yeah.
And if this is off your favorite album, I'm really bringing your taste
album,
into question.
I like the album.
Yeah.
So, Faith No More, you got to take them like snippets, because either they're singing about shit that doesn't make sense, or he's just screaming.
Yeah, when you played the when you played the Mr. Bungle song, Mr. Bungle is Faith No More. It's a harder version of Faith No More.
It's a more serious version of Faith No More too.
But my ass is on fire. I mean, that's what you come up with. Musically, it's more creative.
Right.
But lyrically, it's the same shit. My ass is on fire.
Well, yeah, it Smells Like Teen Spirit's one of the best songs of the 90s from grunge, and you listen to the lyrics there. A gnat, a mosquito, I'm mulatto, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's basically, there's 20 words in the whole song. And they're totally meaningless. But it's a great song.
Blasphemy.
I think you have a good point, Brett. I've never actually thought about the lyrics of that song, because the song kicks ass.
Oh, it totally does. I looked him up like 3 months ago, because I'm like, what is he saying? And I Googled the lyrics, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido.
Well, it's kind of like Led Zeppelin. I think Led Zeppelin kicks ass, but once I looked up their lyrics and started reading them.
All the wizard shit?
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was just fucking gay.
They were into those, like, fucking gay hobbit things.
Yeah.
I mean, they were Lord of the Rings before Lord of the Rings was uber gay.
Yeah, but that's the one legitimate complaint people can have about Led Zeppelin is their lyrics suck.
But I'm not dogging their music at all. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll go back and put Nirvana in, specifically Smells Like Teen Spirit, back into that context to see if it holds up, just lyrically only.
Yeah.
What,
so,
like, No Apologies and shit's a good song.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
they,
awesome.
He does write some good lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so my question is to you guys. If we had to choose between midgets wrestling or a bikini contest...
Bikini contest. But
really?
if the contestants were out of the audience, then I'd say no.
Well, let's assume it's a, you know,
like hot chicks.
I'd rather get raped without lube than see those chicks fucking get in a bikini. My God.
No, let's pretend it's a 7.0 or better bikini contest. Really, you guys would like, because I can go on YouTube right now and find you 100 bikini contests.
Yeah.
I can go to youporn.com and find you 5,000. Similar to bikini contest style context.
But I've been fucking midgets for a decade and a half, so I mean,
but
really, I don't want to see him wrestle.
So seeing it live, seeing bikinis live, is that much better than just imagining it on a weekend?
Yeah, yes. It's like seeing like midgets wrestle is just like a curiosity, kind of like a freak show thing. Yeah.
Right.
But I'd actually like to see some hot chicks in bikinis.
I would too, live.
You know what I mean?
Live.
See, that doesn't, and maybe I'm different, but that doesn't do anything for me. I'll choose the freak show every time.
Yeah, you like to see the freaks, huh?
Okay, what about this? Midgets bikini contest. That.
Over regular woman bikini contest?
That would be fascinating.
See, I'd rather see either like midgets wrestling or the bikini contest, but I don't want to mix the two.
Yeah, midget female bikini contest is way below. You got me there.
That is like state fair freak show. I mean, that's like carnies in action.
Wow.
But there is a midget that works at the club, and I've seen her work out the last couple weeks, and it's fucking huge tits. She looks pretty good.
All right, so technically, 4'11".
Huge tits or proportionally huge tits?
Huge tits.
What kind of exercise equipment does a midget use? Because I'm not seeing her on the fucking... recumbent machine. My cock. What kind of shit does a midget lady use?
She was doing free weights. She was running on the treadmill, which was fun to watch. and I did actually get a workout in while I was watching her.
Oh,
and I don't mean cuffing it in the bathroom, but I did have to go pee at the time.
Midget on a treadmill.
Yeah, but midget with big tits on a treadmill. Kabunka, kabunka, kabunka. Oh, Dave's peeing again. How nice.
Break. It's okay.
I like midgets in bikinis. I think that would be very intriguing. I don't know many midgets, but I know a lot of women in bikinis, and you put the two together.
Really?
It's like finding out if Lady Gaga's really a lady. Or she's a guy. I don't know. Maybe she's both. And you don't see a lot of hermaphrodites these days.
Dude, she shows enough camel toe on her videos to know that she doesn't have a dick.
Yeah, but if I shove my cock far enough back into my ass, I'd have camel toe too.
Wow.
Didn't you see Silence of the Lambs?
We've missed you, Brett. Wow. Hey, you know what we haven't talked about yet?
Your vagina?
What we haven't talked about is the debaucherous night down in Northeast Minneapolis from three podcasts ago, where Brett, you agreed to play our sober cab and then disappeared for 2 hours. That night,
midget sex.
That night,
midget sex.
That night resulted in me peeing on your sidewalk from your roof.
From my roof.
I think we tormented you until 2 a.m.
Lighting firecrackers outside my house.
I remember
past midnight.
I remember headbutting you in the groin at one point.
Which I don't remember, thank God.
Paul and Jen mooned, you put their asses on your windows.
Didn't even get to see that.
I'm sorry about that night. That was a bit of a dick night by me.
That was, you know, it was a group dick fest. You were kicking my fucking seat and hitting me in the head on the way back from the bar.
Right, okay.
Paul was threatening to throw up in my lap. didn't get to see any hot chicks that night.
Yeah, where did the girls end up? They must have rode home with neighbor Donnie.
Now, were you pissed after that night?
I was pissed that I got...
Were you pissed at Tony after that night?
No.
Were you pissed at Paul?
No.
Were you pissed at anybody?
I was pissed at neighbor Becca for a while, because she chewed my ass out for eating raspberries.
Oh, you ate all her raspberries.
I ate 5.
I apologize to you at the 4th of July, the neighborhood 4th of July celebration the next day. I apologize.
Is that the next day? Why do we always do crazy shit the night before 4th of July?
I don't know, but I remember having to go. I remember having to go for a greasy spoon the year before at the 4th of July celebration.
Oh, Jesus, when we all went to Perkins, brought the kids, and the fucking fat pig who served us took like 10 minutes to take our order and then fucking 10 hours to serve it to us.
Just to
bitch.
Clarify, Tony has nothing against fat pigs or bitches who serve us.
I do. Fucking. She's always giving me bad service when I go there. Always. Anyways, I'm not bitter about that experience.
All right. So someone needs to pull up another song out of this morass.
All right. Yeah. Let's take this thing out. I'm depressed.
I don't even know what to play.
I've got Fishbone. You guys remember Fishbone?
Yeah.
I do remember Fishbone.
Fishbone. What was the big Sunless Saturday? Was the big song by Fishbone in 1991. This compact disc was the first compact disc I ever bought.
Seriously?
Yes.
In 1991?
1991, yeah.
Fuck.
Come on, CDs were an invention of 1989, so it took me a few years to get on the bandwagon.
That's not terrible. I mean,
no.
Yeah, you got a couple years.
I took the my graduation money. I took $99 of my graduation money and bought a compact disc player, and then went out and bought a $17 compact disc.
I know.
Do you remember when those things were $17?
Insanely expensive.
$17 in 91 is a lot more money than $17 now.
Yeah,
too,
it was absurd. I mean, now what do you pay? $12 for a decent one? $13 for a decent one?
$10 to download.
Yeah,
well, the download for sure.
My brother, the first CD we ever bought together, Pink Floyd The Wall, $25.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was fucking, it was awesome. It was my introduction to Pink Floyd.
That's something else.
Never liked the music of Fishbone. But I haven't listened to it in like 20 years, but I always thought the lead singer was a trip.
Well, the profanity is mental shitty in the city. So it's shitty is the...
All right. That works.
Yeah.
What is that?
Popo.
Dude, there's someone pulling in the parking lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Popo.
All right, so
is
guys...
Is that a cop?
I think it is. Okay, guys.
Either
let's,
that or
let's
Tony's
shut,
wife.
She heard me talk about... Let's shut this thing down before he gets
dude.
Here.
They're coming, man. We gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this shitty podcast. I swear to God, we will find a place to lease. We'll find something. Thanks for listening to this shitty podcast. You got anything to say, email Brett, musictoswearby@gmail.com. Fishbone, off the album, Reality of My Surroundings. I have created the joke. Constipated, conceited, this is a purgatory and stated. Pay to the junkie maker. It's the death ticket. Can I get a witness? Pray to the junkie maker. Make a hit with your lips. Pray to the junkie maker. Oh, pray to the junkie maker. Make a hit. Pray to the junkie maker. Go to Memphis. There's a moral to this story, so listen well. I relate to life I live in, full of shit, and sometimes and you will see that the pipe is your reality. Pray to the junkie maker. Mental shitty, oh, mental shitty in the city, yeah. And you will find you'll be a junkie with a zombie mind. Suck the pipe, take your life, and you will die. What if it's a hot load on a brick? Would you watch it?
No, I'm not into dicks. If
right.
The brick had tits.
For me, they gotta have it's gotta have a head on it. A head and two eyeballs and maybe a working mouth. I mean,
now that's a good definition of a date.
Yeah.
It's gotta have a head on her.
So,